So here's a question to kick things off. Can a country solve a really critical economic challenge? I mean, one that threatens its very foundation just by passing new laws? Or is there maybe something deeper, something more elusive going on? That's really the core question in our deep dive today. We're looking at Germany, a global economic giant, but it's facing this severe and actually growing shortage of skilled workers.
Right.
It's a problem that could genuinely, well, cripple its industry and future prosperity. Now, in response, the German government, they've actually been pretty proactive. They rolled out this massive reform, and they're proudly calling it the most modern immigration law in the world. And honestly, on paper, it looks impressive, really impressive. It's designed quite meticulously to attract the global talent they need so badly. Things like easing visa rules for non-EU professionals, making it easier to get foreign degrees recognized, which is often a huge headache. They even brought in a job search visa, letting qualified people come first and then look for work. Sounds like a solid plan, right? A perfect fix. But here's the twist, the surprising part. Despite these really innovative laws, experts are saying the problem isn't going away. In fact, in some ways, it might even be getting worse. Okay, so let's try and unpack this a bit.
Yeah, it's really fascinating, isn't it? And that's something that often gets missed. How the, let's say, the spirit or the intended goal of a really carefully written law can be, well, undermined by the culture it lands in. Germany now has these modern, progressive laws on the books, that's true. But what our sources keep pointing to again and again is that something crucial, something intangible, is still missing. And that's this idea of a genuine, deeply felt culture of welcome. It seems like laws alone, however good they are, just might not be enough to bring in, and maybe more importantly, keep the hundreds of thousands of skilled people Germany needs. So today, we're not just going to talk about this cultural gap. We really want to dive into how it shows up in the real world. We'll look at the friction points, the barriers international professionals face that aren't written in any law. Sometimes they're subtle, sometimes not so subtle. And we'll explore the consequences, the real measurable impact this has on Germany's economic future. This isn't just theory. It's about how society's attitudes can really shape how effective policy is.
That's such a critical distinction you've made there, the gap between the policy on paper and, well, the lived experience. One of our sources, Rob Van Linde, he really highlights this. He points out that government campaigns, like Make It in Germany, they paint this very optimistic picture, seamless careers, easy integration, all that. But the reality for many people who actually make the move, it's often much more complex, frustrating, and sometimes just plain difficult. It's almost like they're sold one version of Germany but find another when they arrive.
Exactly. And if we break down this missing culture of welcome, the sources suggest it's not just about being friendly, though that helps. It's about real institutional support. Things like help with learning German after you arrive, not just expecting it beforehand. It's about genuine efforts from local communities and employers to integrate people socially. And fundamentally, it's about a society that truly sees global talent as an asset, not just a necessity to fill gaps. And one of the first most common hurdles people hit, surprisingly perhaps, is language.
Language, really? You'd think, especially now in fields like IT or engineering, English would be pretty widely accepted, at least to start with. What do the sources say about why this expectation for German persists, especially when it seems to contradict the goal of attracting talent globally?
It is a bit of a paradox, isn't it? Many professionals would be happy to learn German, but they want to do it after they've got the job, after they're settled. But a career consultant mentioned in our source material points out something quite striking. Only about 5% of German companies actually advertise jobs in English. 5%. That's not just an accident. It suggests a pretty deeply ingrained cultural expectation, maybe even a reluctance in some companies to adapt. The common argument is, well, you need German to integrate into society, and long term, that's probably true. But demanding fluency before someone even applies, that just creates an immediate and maybe unnecessary barrier. It shrinks the pool of potential candidates right away.
Only 5%. Wow, that is incredibly low. Especially when you think about how global these industries are, the ones crying out for workers. It really does seem to reflect this persistent mindset, an assumption that if you want to work here, you should already speak the language perfectly, even if the job itself, especially in tech, needs your coding skills more than your German grammar on day one. And this must push talented people towards other countries, right? Places where English is more common in the workplace or where language support is just part of the package.
Absolutely. It's a significant deterrent right at the start. But the cultural issues don't start with language, unfortunately. They often move into more worrying areas like discrimination. There was a study quite sobering from the Institute for Applied Economic Research, a credible source. It found that a shocking 2 out of 3 highly qualified professionals from outside Europe reported experiencing some form of discrimination in Germany. 2 out of 3. And what's even more disheartening, maybe even alarming, is where it happened. Half of those incidents,
yeah,
they occurred at government offices.
Half. At government offices. That's,
yeah,
that's genuinely shocking and infuriating, really. Those are the very places you'd expect, or at least hope, would be the most welcoming, the most efficient in helping people get settled. Not places where they face dismissiveness or prejudice. How do the sources explain that? Is it, you know, outright racism, or is it more systemic, like lack of training or just old-fashioned bureaucracy?
The sources suggest it's often a mix of things. Overt prejudice can certainly be a factor sometimes, but a lot of it seems to stem from a real lack of intercultural training within these agencies. Officials might be overworked, maybe they stick rigidly to procedures without much empathy, or perhaps they just don't have the language skills to communicate well with non-German speakers, which leads to frustration, obviously, on both sides. And this creates an environment where even small, seemingly minor negative interactions can feel huge, emotionally damaging to someone who's just moved their whole life. They've navigated complex visas, arrived full of hope, ready to contribute, and instead they feel unseen, undervalued, basically not welcome.
That's a really powerful point, the cumulative effect of all those small frictions.
Yeah, okay.
It's not just one bad day. And when you hear about discrimination happening in government offices, the places meant to help integrate people, it just underscores how wide the gap can be between stated goals and reality.
Yeah.
It's more than just a policy failure, isn't it? It feels like a human failure with real consequences.
Absolutely. And these negative experiences, they don't just stay with the individual. They spread fast. Think about social media, professional networks, even just talking to friends and colleagues back home or in other potential destination countries. Imagine that professional has a terrible experience at the registration office, feels demeaned. They share that story. And that one story, that negative vibe, it ripples outwards. It reaches hundreds, maybe thousands of other skilled people who might have been considering Germany. It spreads much faster and is way more believable, unfortunately, than any glossy government campaign trying to build a positive image. It really erodes trust.
And the fallout isn't just abstract damage to reputation. It's tangible, direct economic loss, brain drain. Our source material has some really poignant, almost heartbreaking examples. There's a story of an Indian scientist, highly skilled, who after just 1 year in Germany, packed up and left her job, left the country. Why? She said it was constant, pervasive prejudice, feeling like she never truly belonged. And here's the real kicker. When she left, she effectively took 6 other high-value jobs with her, meaning 6 other talented people in her network heard her story and decided Germany wasn't for them either, directly because of her experience. That's a huge loss from one person's bad experience.
It's a really stark example of that ripple effect, isn't it? How one person's negative journey can lead to a whole group deciding against Germany. We also heard from an Egyptian biomedical technician. He was very clear. He said if he feels he's not genuinely welcome anymore, if he senses that pushback, whether it's subtle or overt, he'll just leave too. Simple as that. He even mentioned Canada as an option, where his brother lives. And he specifically said Canada has a true culture of welcome. His words. It suggests this isn't just about the job or the salary. It's deeply about feeling valued, feeling like you can actually integrate and belong.
That comparison is so direct, isn't it? Canada's true culture of welcome. It really highlights that this goes way beyond just needing technical skills. It's about the whole package, the feeling of being valued as a person. And these stories, they're not just isolated incidents. They paint a pretty consistent picture of a real systemic challenge. It's a challenge that even Germany's top leadership recognizes now. Chancellor Olaf Scholz himself, he's publicly called for a change in consciousness across the whole country. He acknowledged that just changing the laws isn't enough.
And that call for a change in consciousness is so critical, because this isn't just an economic problem that needs a policy fix. It's a societal issue with massive economic implications. If you connect the dots, you see that the long-term economic health, the competitiveness of a nation like Germany really can depend on its social fabric, on how genuinely welcoming and inclusive it is. And the scale of the task for Germany is just immense. They need to attract and keep 400,000 skilled workers every single year. That number, 400,000, is not just a target. It's basically a requirement to keep the economy stable and deal with their changing demographics over the next few decades.
And all this is happening while, as we know, there's a noticeable rise in anti-immigrant sentiment in parts of German society, which experts worry could make everything even harder. So you have these cutting-edge laws on one hand, but on the other, the societal welcome mat isn't always out. Though interestingly, our sources do point to some regional differences which maybe offer a glimmer of hope, like in big tech hubs, Berlin or Munich, for example. Apparently, companies there are much more likely to advertise in English, offer support for integration, build diverse teams, which contrasts quite a bit with maybe more traditional industrial areas. It suggests this culture of welcome, or lack thereof, isn't the same everywhere in Germany. Progress is happening in some places.
That's a really important nuance. It shows that solutions can come from the local level, from companies themselves, not just waiting for a national shift. It probably also means the economic need is felt much more urgently in those high-growth, forward-looking sectors. But the overall national picture, it's still clearly challenging. What this deep dive really seems to show is that attracting global talent takes way more than just good laws. It needs a fundamental shift in attitudes, in how institutions work, in everyday interactions. It needs a society that demonstrates, through actions and support systems, not just slogans, that these skilled individuals are truly valued and welcomed as contributors.
It is a fascinating paradox, isn't it? A country known for efficiency and planning, with these state-of-the-art immigration laws, yet bumping up against these deeply rooted cultural hurdles. It really shows how much the human experience, the feeling on the ground, shapes economic outcomes.
Exactly. If we boil it down, what we've seen is that Germany's challenge isn't just what the laws say. It's how those laws are actually experienced and put into practice at every single level. Government offices, workplaces, local communities, daily life. It's fundamentally a human issue driving an economic reality. And that huge number needing 400,000 skilled workers every year just underscores how much a nation's economic health can really depend on its social climate.
And thinking back to those personal stories, the Indian scientist whose departure cost 6 potential jobs, the Egyptian technician looking towards Canada, they're more than just anecdotes. They're potent examples of how quickly negative experiences travel in our connected world. They damage Germany's reputation as a destination far more effectively than any official campaign can repair it. These personal stories become the reality people believe. So, wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening, or really for any country, maybe even any company, trying to attract and keep global talent today? It's a tough market out there. Chancellor Scholz called for that big change in consciousness in Germany. But with these cultural barriers still strong and anti-immigrant sentiment also present, what does it genuinely take for a society to build and show a real culture of welcome, one that's more than just laws on paper? And maybe more practically, how does a shift like that actually happen, especially when urgent economic needs seem to clash with some deeply held societal views? It's a huge question, really digging into national identity, psychology, and what it takes to compete globally. Lots to think about there.